Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Confidence. Today, we're diving into something incredibly powerful. Building resilience through emotional intelligence. Ever feel like life throws curved walls faster than you can say Zen Garden? Yeah, me too. But the good news is, there are ways to not just weather those storms, but actually thrive amidst them. And it all starts with understanding our own emotions and those of others. Let's face it, we live in a world that often feels like a pressure cooker. News cycles can be overwhelming, relationships can get complex, and deadlines seem to multiply faster than rabbits. But here's the secret sauce. Building resilience isn't about being tough or ignoring our feelings. It's about getting smart with our emotions, recognizing them, understanding their triggers, and using that knowledge to navigate life's inevitable ups and downs. Think of emotional intelligence like a superpower. It lets you build stronger connections, make smarter decisions under pressure, and bounce back from setbacks faster than ever before. So how do we unlock this inner strength? Here are 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your resilience game. 1. Self-awareness is your secret weapon. This isn't about becoming a master of meditation, though that's awesome. It's about tuning into your own emotional landscape. What sets you off? What makes you feel calm and collected? Paying attention to these patterns helps you identify your triggers and respond in a way that serves you, instead of letting your emotions take the wheel. 2. Empathy. Your bridge to understanding. Ever heard the phrase, walk a mile in someone else's shoes? Well, empathy is about trying to really understand another person's perspective, even if you don't agree with it. This doesn't mean agreeing with everything they say. It means actively listening, asking questions, and trying to see things from their point of view. It builds stronger connections and helps you navigate conflicts more effectively. 3. Mastering your emotional vocabulary. You know that feeling when you can't quite put your finger on what's going on inside? That's where a rich emotional vocabulary comes in handy. The more precise words you have to describe your feelings, the better equipped you are to understand and manage them. Instead of just saying, I feel bad, try I feel frustrated because, or I feel anxious about. This level of detail helps you pinpoint the root cause and find constructive solutions. 4. Emotional regulation. Your inner compass. Think of emotional regulation as your ability to navigate those rollercoaster emotions without losing control. When things get tough, it's not about suppressing your feelings, but rather acknowledging them, understanding their triggers, and finding healthy ways to express them. Deep breaths, a good walk, journaling, these are all tools that can help you stay grounded and centered even when the world feels chaotic. 5. Mindfulness. Your anchor in the storm. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get swept away by our thoughts and worries. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention back to the present moment, noticing your breath, your surroundings, and your physical sensations. It helps you cultivate a sense of calm and clarity, even amidst stress and uncertainty. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work and suddenly feel your palms sweating, your heart racing, and your mind going blank. Now that's classic emotional overload. But here's where emotional intelligence comes into play. You take a deep breath, mindfulness. Remind yourself that this is just nerve self-awareness and focus on delivering the key points. You practice emotional regulation. By tapping into these skills, you turn a potentially disastrous moment into an opportunity to showcase your resilience and confidence. So there you have it, folks. 5 powerful strategies for building resilience through emotional intelligence. Remember, this isn't about becoming perfect, it's about continuous growth and learning. Every time you acknowledge your emotions, practice empathy, or cultivate mindfulness, you're taking a step toward becoming a more resilient, confident version of yourself. Now go out there and own your inner power. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from a little emotional intelligence boost, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together, building resilience, one day at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.